You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
A lot going on today. I want to get into the Bears Stadium situation, too, because all the breadcrumbs, now it's not for sure, but all the breadcrumbs are leading us to Arlington Heights.
Which, maybe 5 years from now, part of this upcoming walk will be extended to the Bears' new stadium.
There's been no official announcement yet, but there have been a lot of stories dropping recently, whether it's the mayor and her quotes.
It's going to happen.
Whether it's some of the gambling things that have come out that make it sound like the Bears, very realistically, could be announcing that they are the now bidder, the winner of the bidding for the land of Arlington Racecourse, where they would build something comparable to what they have in Los Angeles, an entertainment venue like that, something year-round, so a stadium with a retractable roof with more people. They own their own stadium for the first time in their history, so they can capitalize financially on all of it. So, like,
it only makes sense, but then again, it took them 3 years to put Mitch behind an offensive line and tailor the offense to him. So, like, every time I think, like, this is a layup, I go, yeah. I hit myself in the face, and I go,
you have to answer, but the Bears. Yeah. And then also the Bears today made news. Matt Nagy wasn't scheduled to meet the media. He did anyway. He made the announcement that Justin Fields will start this week. He is still claiming that Andy Dalton gets his job back when healthy. We'll see where that goes in a couple of weeks. Dalton is listed as week to week right now.
We'll burn that bridge down when we get to it.
Yes, we will. I'm going to play you some of the sound from the press conference. But I want to bring on Cap right now. He joins us on the Corona hotline because what he's doing with Bernie's book bank and what he's doing for the second year in a row needs to be commended, helping the city and helping fund people in places that don't have the funding to read and to learn and do everything and uniting the city at the same time.
He's great cause.
He's going to walk around 25 miles tomorrow to all the local Chicago stadiums. And we have surpassed by far the last year's total. We have raised over, I believe, $100,000 already. But the goal is still much higher, and we'd love everyone to contribute. Cap, fill in the holes here. Tell everyone where they can go and what you're doing tomorrow.
Thank you guys for having me on. It's called Walk As One Chicago. You just go to Walk As One, O-N-E, walkasonechicago.org. I've been getting texts all afternoon. Rick Hahn, Wilson Contreras, Kyle Hendricks, Anthony Rizzo, even though he's not in town anymore, sent us a big donation. And they just keep coming in. Billy Donovan. So it's really cool. And we have gone way over $100,000, still a lot more to try and raise. And there'll be a bunch of us walking tomorrow. Darren Utnick, the CEO of Bernie's, is just an awesome dude. Our guy Jim Miller at Hawthorne put his own fundraising campaign together. He's walking. So really looking forward to doing this tomorrow after the show. And then Craig Carmazan's coming on with us in the morning, and he's the most generous dude going, so I'm fully expecting a donation from him.
Hey, Cap, what will the funds raised be appropriated for? What will they be used for?
So, Tommy, this group has donated and distributed over 20 million books to boys and girls over the last 10 years in the Chicago area because so many of them don't have Wi-Fi. A pandemic hits, you're stuck e-learning. Oh, wait a minute, you don't have Wi-Fi. How are you getting educated?
Right.
And so they have all these programs, all these books, all these high-quality learning materials, and they just do amazing, amazing work.
Is it true? I was talking to some of the marketing people about the route and some of the places that you're going to hit, that as soon as you're finished walking forward, that, like all your opinions, you're going to walk them back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm actually going to walk from United Center to Guaranteed Rate, and I'm going to go back to United Center backwards.
Like Jimmy Pearsall.
At any point, are you going to run Foxy over with a bus and then back it back over him again?
Right. That's near Soldier.
Yeah, exactly. He just parachutes away from me. So we're good.
That's well played.
Man.
I just figured I'd pile on since Sylvie went there. So what is exactly what is the route that you'll be taking?
So we start at the United Center at 10:30 after we get off the radio, and then we go from there to Guaranteed Rate. I believe from there we go to Wintrust Arena, then to Soldier Field. I think we then hit the UIC Pavilion. From there, we're hitting three or four different schools. Then we go to Loyola, and then we end at Northwestern. And we hit Wrigley, and then we end at Northwestern.
That's amazing.
It's a long way.
Yeah. That to me seems like it's longer than 25. No?
They're telling me it's 25. Last year it was 29, and I did it in slip-on gym shoes. Yes, because I'm an idiot. And so Fleet Feet sponsored us. Thank you, Sylvie.
Fleet Feet. You caught that, didn't you? Yeah.
Sponsored us. And I went in there and I was wearing the shoes that I wore last year. And they're like, what did you wear last year? I go, these. The guy looked at me and goes, you're an idiot. And they gave me these amazing shoes with inserts. It's like walking on air. It's crazy.
How long did you feel the effects of last year's walk?
I actually was pretty good. My knee, because I had torn my ACL and had a bone bruise, and so it still never healed.
Well, you're ruled out for Sunday as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's never healed perfectly, so I was probably sore for 2 or 3 days, but not horrible, no. CBD, MD was amazing stuff, let me tell you.
Like last year, you were like Rocky, and all the kids started following you. Like, you anticipate the same group that people will come out and walk with you?
100%. We have a bunch of people. We have a student from the Kankakee area. His name is Anthony. And I met Anthony at the farmer's market in Deerfield where Sylvie goes. And I go. And he's raised well over $1,000.
Wow.
And his mom signed him out of school. He's coming up and he's walking with us.
Cool. This is great. So, again, go to walkisone.org. And look.
Walkisonechicago.
Walkisonechicago.org. And I'm looking at it right now. And, again, you don't have to contribute a lot. We know times are tough, but a $24 donation provides 24 quality children's books, $48, 48, and so on and so forth, 72, 72. And you know, or you could fill in whatever you want. You want to donate $5, donate $5. So check that out. Before we let you go, any thoughts on the Fields news today?
He should have been starting from week one. I've been screaming the same thing you have. And look, I don't pay a lot of attention to what people say at press conferences. I truly believe if the kid goes and balls out, and whether you win or lose, if at the end of the day you look and against Cleveland and Detroit, because I don't see Andy playing next week, you go, wow, that kid looks really good. They're not going back to Andy Dalton. Stop it. That's not going to happen.
He did do what he said, though, in minicamp. He told you Justin Fields would not have a chance to win the job, and he told you exactly what he was going to do. So what makes you think this is now just coach speak?
Because the kid will have proven it on an NFL stage. We're not talking about preseason against guys working at UPS now. We're talking about...
Hey, whoa, I was one of those guys for several years. Be easy on that now.
Well, if you're making the big glue in the NFL, you're not going to UPS. My point is, he's not. If that kid, if you watch those games and you go, that kid's ready. Wow, he looks good, like Justin Herbert did a year ago.
What if he's average? What if he's, you know, some good, some bad? But we're starting the process.
Okay, here's a question. I was listening to you guys all afternoon, as I do every day.
Liar.
Here's my one question: do you owe loyalty to the 50 other guys in that room? Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, Jason Peters, that bust their tail to try and win football games by not playing the best guy and going, sorry, we're worried about developing that kid. Do you have any loyalty to those guys if it's clear, hey, man, we can win if Andy Dalton's playing, that kid's not ready?
I think Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks know that Andy Dalton ain't taking them anywhere. and that their meal ticket is going to be stamped if they have a true difference maker in Justin Fields. So let's get on with the process of getting him there.
You never know. Maybe they feel the way that Urlacher and the guys felt about Kyle Orton.
Well, Urlacher was always weird about that. Like, he wanted Kyle Orton over Jay.
You just don't know. You don't know how they feel.
Yeah, it's true. All right, Cap, we bust balls a lot, but you're as generous as they come. WalkIsOneChicago.org. Your sports takes may not be very good, but the way you raise money and give back is terrific.
You know what, Sylvie? Do you have to really, really?
Could it pee on him as he leaves?
No, I'm giving him.
You know what? I could see your house from where I'm walking in my neighborhood right now. I'm going to go relieve myself right on your driveway.
Do that.
You're the best. Thanks,
Cap. Good work, buddy.
See you, boys.
We kid because we love.
Call the Deerfield police and tell them that Cap, I got a guy that's coming into my house. I think this guy's going to try to pee in my yard.
There's this bald guy shaped like a pear. I see him on my ring doorbell.
You guys raising over $100,000 for a very worthy cause.
No, it's fantastic.
You're popping him after one after the other. Like a speed bag.
Come on now. WalkIsOne.org. Go there now.
WalkIsOneChicago.org.
WalkIsOneChicago.org. You're right. Bill in Evanston, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Billy?
Hey, guys. I got a quote from the not-so-distant Bears past. I want to see if you can identify the speaker. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Dick Duran?
No, that was Steve Trestman.
Mark Trestman.
I'm sorry, and I feel like Nagy's kind of getting into Trestman territory.
Ooh, like Big Cat. Big Cat said that. I'm not there yet. Bill, we're far from that. I mean, that is rock bottom there.
Well. Yes, I agree. But here's the thing. It's like, so he goes with Andy Dalton, like Weederer said, the number seven seed seduction that maybe can get to 9 wins and get in the playoffs. I think that just doesn't look feasible at this point. So the next thing everybody wants is get Fields in there, see what he can do, prove that he's an upgrade over Mitch, which we all know. But even if he is, I guess I'm saying, does either scenario really give Nagy a shot to retain his job? Because
yes.
We've yet to see him orchestrate an offense that can score 3 touchdowns in a game. So what works best for him, do you
think? Look, I think if Justin Fields goes out there and plays and makes progress and we all come to the conclusion and they do up at Hallis Hall that this is our answer for quite some time going forward, then yes, I think that provides job security for him.
If he develops Fields and then he says, I've made it to the playoffs a couple times with like the 25th rated offense and a bad quarterback, and now I've developed you a quarterback, we are going to go places, I think he keeps his job.
Look, if offensively you make progress, and for whatever reason the defense goes back to struggling, like, again, we're basking in the glow of a 2018 performance on the lakefront on Sunday against the Bengals. It was great. It was great to see guys remind us just how glorious the 2018 season was. Again, I'm going to be in the skeptical camp until I see them do this against better teams and consistently. So I can paint you a scenario where my unfortunate prediction comes true, where they're a 7-10, 8-9 team that is left outside the playoffs, but you see offensive improvement that will equate to status quo for 2022. I mean, that to me, that's very feasible.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Justin Fields will start on Sunday against the Browns. We're talking about that. We're talking about, does Nagy really go back to Dalton? I also have a poll question on that I want to get to. But I also want to read these quotes because we've talked a little about it. We talked a little about it before we had Cap on. I believe the mayor of Chicago sees the writing on the wall. And I think the writing on that wall says the Bears are leaving the city. And we'll get to that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Hope your Wednesday's going great. We're going to be at Kenny's Irish Pub in a couple of days. It's in Countryside. We're going to be at 917 West 55th Street, all courtesy by Miller Lite. So come one, come all. Waddle and Sylvie for a football Friday. We'll be giving away some great stuff. Kenny's Irish Pub is a great spot. Countryside is a great city. I always hear their advertisements on the radio station. And we can't wait till Friday.
Carm's going to come by.
Mm-hmm.
This is really close, I guess, to where Meller lives, too.
Right.
There was a suggestion, I believe, if I'm getting this right from listening to the guys today, that maybe they could go both come to the show.
Carpool.
And Carm could go pick him up. And Carm said, no, it's way out of the way.
Well, it's out of the way. Carmen said that the bar is right in the middle of their two houses. One house is one direction, the other house is in the other direction.
But they live like 7 minutes apart,
right?
Don't
but
they?
It's out of the way.
It's out of the way.
It's not on the way to pick him.
I guess he's factually correct. He would have to go out of his way to pick up Meller than to bring him to the bar. But the round trip, the time of the round trip would be what? About 15 minutes?
Yeah, right. But you go out of your way to pick me up. Not only do you, and then on the rare occasions that you request a ride, you're further north,
yeah.
And we go. So,
I'm
and
totally
I pick
out
you
of the way.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
But I got to go west to get you. You've got to go north to get me.
But you know what?
Teammates.
Yeah. You don't want to be teammates?
I don't get it.
Come on. So we're going to be at Kenny's in Countryside on Friday. So this article was in the Sun-Times a couple of days ago. Mayor Lori Lightfoot talked to the Sun-Times editorial board in a Zoom meeting. And remember how she dismissed the report that the Bears are a finalist in the bidding for Arlington Heights? And she's like, they need to worry about beating the Packers and this and that. And they can't get out of their lease, which they can. They can buy them their way out of their lease.
It costs them like, what, $6 million a year?
So now all of a sudden she's serious about this. And here are some of the quotes I want to read, including one at the end of the article, which I believe is telling, in which I believe she knows that they're already gone. So she says, the Sun-Times reads this way. A diehard Bears fan and season ticket holder, Lori Lightfoot, acknowledged the need to enhance the fan experience at Soldier Field and turn the stadium into a year-round venue revenue generator. Quote, I'm a Bears fan. I want the Bears to stay in the city of Chicago, and we are willing to work with them to try to address their concerns. But I've got to do it in a way that's fiscally prudent and doesn't preclude other uses in that stadium, she said. Quote, we are evaluating ways in which we can enhance the fan experience at Soldier Field. I know that it can be better. I've been to other stadiums across the country where the fan experience is far superior to what we have at Soldier Field. Then it goes on. Lightfoot was asked repeatedly whether turning Soldier Field into a year-round revenue generator includes a possibility of adding that retractable dome the many Chicago movers and shakers thought the city should have built in the first place. She never answered the question. Lightfoot would paraphrase a Rolling Stones lyric, quote, you can't always get what you want, but you can try sometimes and get what you need, the mayor said without singing. Turning serious, Lightfoot said she is, quote, very sympathetic to some of the things the Bears have identified, and there are a lot of different options we have to think about to really enhance the fan experience and bolster revenue-generating opportunities, not only for Bears games. And she goes on about...
There's been some gambling confusion as well, too, hasn't there?
Well, the Ted Phillips said this was in an article, I believe, with WBEZ? Is that the radio station? The public access... not the public access.
Yeah, BEZ.
Yeah. So they had an article where they dug up some Ted Phillips emails.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was very frustrated in the Chicago Park District wanting to work with him and even getting a gambling lounge in Soldier, which wouldn't include actual bets being placed. They wanted to sell advertisement for it, create revenue. They were promising the Chicago Park District 25% of the revenue, and it was a non-starter as far as they were concerned.
Come on, the only decision for the Bears is to leave the lakefront. That's it. I mean, it's a business decision. I'm sure there will be great memories. But you build new ones. You build a new building, you build new memories. Is she really pitching a rehab of the rehab from 2000 or whatever it was?
Let me read you this, because I think this is the clincher. This is where, including stuff that we hear on the street, that people think that it's done or getting close to done, that this, to me, clinched it. The end of the article, it says, on Monday, Lightfoot said she is, quote, putting together a small team to try and accommodate the Bears' needs. Quote, I'm willing to sit down with the Bears at any time, but it takes two to tango. They've got to articulate to me and my team a specific set of asks, and we have not gotten that yet from them. And that, to me, tells me that the Bears
they're
on to the next.
Yeah.
That what they're doing is they're getting their deal done with Arlington Heights, and they're past the frustration of dealing with the city, of dealing with the Park District.
They've already deleted their info from their phone.
And now all of a sudden the mayor's taking on a different tone where now she's not, you know, because I think she thought she could
bully them into staying.
Yeah. And then she saw all the funding.
Like, there's no way you can turn this into a 12-month-a-year facility unless you put a roof on it.
Right. And you have to knock it down. And it's a landmark or with the columns, because it's a war memorial to all the great soldiers of this country when it was built 100 years ago. And they had to build the stadium within the confines of the columns. So they couldn't build a great stadium. There wasn't enough room. There's not a.
What actually could the city offer that would be enticing in any way, shape, or form in comparison to what the lot of land in Arlington Heights could offer?
Don't know.
Like, and I don't think financing for building this, you know, this village out in Arlington Heights, this Bears Village, this fun festival 24/7. I don't think the funding for that's going to be very hard to come up with.
Super Bowls, their own. Look, the Bears have never owned their own stadium.
Right.
You know how much money goes into their pocket after you do get the funding for this? I just think that if they did have asks, and a lot of people said, hey, this Arlington Heights thing, they're using it for leverage to get what they want with the city. The mayor just told you that she's willing to sit down with the Bears at any time. They're ghosting her.
I think that perspective may have been present several years ago, where they used Arlington Heights as leverage to get what they wanted here. I think the opposite is true now.
And now, look, it's just like what the Cubs needed when they saw Boston and Fenway and them do what they did.
They
saw this team in St. Louis who moved to Los Angeles, who bought the same lot of land that is now available to them. All they have to do is copy them.
Yeah.
The blueprint is out there.
$5 billion, but that's cool.
But there are people to finance it.
Absolutely.
And then how much more will it be worth when they want to sell it?
There's no doubt. Like, again, this is one of those, it's not you, it's me. It's not you. Like, you're fine. We appreciate it, but we've got this over here, and this is what we're going to do, and this is what works best for all of our family members, for the future of the franchise, for everything. It just makes sense. I get, you know, our good friend Mike Wilbon.
He's going to be mad again that this has come up before his segment.
And I believe there are a lot of people that love the ambiance of the stadium being on the lakefront. And there's cool views and all that. Bleck goes there all the time. It's not convenient, right? I mean, the creature comforts aren't what they should be in 2021. No. It's hard to get in. It's hard to get out. You know, I mean, all of that stuff comes into play.
Second quarter of the game against the Bengals, Abdallah and I stood in line from, I think, the 8-minute mark to the 2-minute warning of the second quarter waiting for beers.
Oof.
I mean, it could be a staffing issue. And that's what's okay, but it's still, even when they're fully staffed, that place has never ran smoothly. Yeah. And since it opened in 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
In that time, the place has never run smoothly. And then we talk about getting in. How about this for an idea? When you build the new stadium, have more than two entrances.
How about that? You guys talk about it, Indy, right? Isn't Indy you can get in everywhere?
It's unbelievable. They funnel everyone from the north end or the south end into the same six entrances.
All those side doors don't work.
None of them work.
Like, and then the suites, there's an entrance for the suites, and then you have to wait for 30 minutes for an elevator.
You laugh, but you walk up to the stadium by 11:30. You're lucky to get in by kick.
Dude, I remember I went to one game several years ago, a while back. And I was ignorant to the process and how difficult it is to get in and out. And boy, it was a smack to the face.
If they make an announcement in Arlington Heights and the winning bid is not the Bears, I will be floored. I will be shocked by
disappointed.
And disappointing. With all the breadcrumbs being dropped now here,
it's gonna happen.
I feel like the way this is trending, the way the media is going on this, the way the whispers are on the street about what people are hearing.
Just makes sense.
Yes.
We're going to draft Mitch second overall. We're going to draft Mitch second.
We better, look, if you have the pick of the litter with this blank slate, you better pick the build the right stadium.
Don't pick Mitch.
Don't build a Mitch. Don't build a Mitch. Build a Mahomes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Michael Wilbon joins us coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
You can always watch the show on Twitch. It's twitch.tv. Download the app as well. Our channel is ESPN 1000 Chicago. When you get there, enjoy the fun inside the First Midwest Bank studio. Converse with other listeners and make sure you follow us. Follow our channel at ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. It's all brought to you by Pinehurst Resort. Bring in Michael Wilbon, brought to you by Waddle's Guys.
That is right. Mike, brought to you by HawkAuto.com. Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Subaru, Cadillac, Mazda, and VW. All in one place. HawkAuto.com, where Chicagoland saves big.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Guess what today is?
It's Wilbon Day.
Woo-hoo!
Chicago native Michael Wilbon. Host of Pardon the Interruption with Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Timing is perfect, Michael, as the Bears today have announced that Justin Fields will start against the Browns. Are you excited?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm excited that he's playing. I don't need him to start. The fascination, the obsessive conversation about whether he should start or not, I just don't get that. I think it's most of it has been stupid to me. Now, him playing, yes, I want to see Justin Fields play. But I want to see him play with a group that's ready to play with him. You know, people be talking about whether he's ready. Is the team ready? Is the coach ready? Is the GM ready? Are they ready to put the kind of team around him that's necessary? And I don't know. Like, I trust him more than I trust them. So I'm trying not to get carried away. You know, my bureau chief, young Matthew at 13, called me. I'm sitting in the newsroom. We're trying to figure out what our lead story is going to be. And I get a call from him at, you know, like the earliest moment he can be out of school. He's on the phone screaming, Dad, Justin's going to start. You know, and this is the way, you know, he's reflective of the way most of the city and, you know, I'm sure 80% of Bears fans feel, maybe more, maybe 95%. So I'm nervous, though. You know, I mean, I know that offensive line, which while it seemed to me that Tommy, you would know more about this than I do. The offensive line played pretty well Sunday, didn't it?
I thought they were okay. I think they wore down a little bit at the end, and when they saw some different things, it got a little hairy. They ended up giving up three sacks. I thought there were some good moments, but there's still a lot of room to grow for them, I think.
Yeah. And with that being the case, you got to be a little worried.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing, you know, it's one thing to be able to do the things Justin Fields can do on his own, and quite another to be forced into doing them.
Where is your trust level? And I asked that, Mike, because from this perspective, and like at last break, I went into the restroom and I'm standing at the sink and I'm washing my hands, and I had this epiphany, and I said to myself, I'm going to give this a chance. Like, I'm going to give this a chance. Matt Nagy's finally got his guy. He's finally got an opportunity to change the narrative and prove it to all of us. But I am still very skeptical because I've seen some things that leave me uneasy. But I'm going to give this a chance. Where are you at with your trust?
Right there. Right there. I'm handing it over, you know, for a few weeks, Tommy. Now, what are we going to see Sunday? You know, I'm not expecting him to go out and throw 300 yards. I'm not expecting that. It'd be great if he could do it. But what kind of plays are going to be called?
Right.
Am I going to come away from this game feeling that he and Nagy are partners? Or am I going to come away feeling like I've been feeling for most of the last 3 years, which was that Nagy's just doing his own thing as a soloist?
That's a great point.
If that's the case, I'm not going to have trust. I'm going to have trust issues before we can even get to my first in-person game in Las Vegas. So I'm trying to be calm and rational and relatively reasonable and granting of some rope, otherwise known as benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. But don't make me be a cowboy with it. You know, I'm giving him some rope, but I just, again, my trust issues aren't with Fields. They're with Nagy.
Right.
They're with Ryan Pace. What am I going to see from them? How supportive are they? How ready are they for this kid to play?
I'm surprised at you. I really am. Like, this is like it, when Matthew gets older, he continually breaks curfew week after week after week. But he says to you, but Dad, if you buy me a new car, I'll be able to drive home on time. Like, do you really give that, the person who continues to break a curfew, the benefit of the doubt?
No, but do you let him out, or you just ground him forever?
I give him a bus pass.
Exactly, right.
Sylvie, that is a great analogy. And dude, you know, emotionally, I mean, psychologically, intellectually, I'm with you. You know that. But then emotionally, we're going to grant this exception. That's what we're going to do, because that's what fans do. Thank God we don't have to be a fan of our children, and we can do what parents ought to do. When it comes to a team, we're fans, and we're going to do the stupid thing and say, yeah, okay, I'll ride one more time with you, coach.
But this is different. The car is different. You actually had a chance to pick it out.
Well, why
this
would the
isn't a different
change?
Car? I don't
know. The behavior
listen,
change?
We can go into this, and you can be angry until the moment the ball's kicked off. If you
don't
want,
tell me that I'm
just
negative
saying
or I'm
to
angry.
You. I'm just saying your skepticism is very, very valid.
Yes,
but they've got an opportunity to change how everybody feels.
Yeah, they got an opportunity.
Yes.
The question
there's
is,
there's no guarantee
the
they'll do
back
it.
Back to being right. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I guess that's it.
And then I
gotta, what percentage chance do we give, you know, the people above him who have set this up? What percentage chance do we give this of working, you know, gradually?
I give this a better chance than the chance with Mitch, because he's working with a better player than he was working with for Mitch. So I have hopes that there's a better chance that this marriage between coach, play caller, and quarterback will be better than what we've seen. How much
Tommy,
better?
That's perfectly reasonable. That's a perfectly reasonable answer. But again, as we know, we're not going to be reasonable about this. If Fields goes out there and has a 3-touchdown game and they upset the Browns in Cleveland, we're going to be, I just said to Tony, we're going to be obnoxious.
But that's going to be Mike, because that's going to be because the coach and the quarterback in some ways found common ground and they're helping each other.
Yes, the coach didn't even want to work with the previous quarterback. I know all these things are true. I think what Sylvie and I are saying is we understand the case you're making. We don't disagree with it. It's just that some of these things belie this any confidence we have.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of confidence. Don't get me wrong.
See, we're all getting back.
I'm not.
We're all coming from different places back to the same, back to the same original spot, right? And so, I mean, part of it makes me more nervous. I kind of wish he'd be right there on the bench for the first few series and he could watch a little bit more. You know, I know Fields said at the beginning, well, you know, it doesn't seem too fast for me. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it is too fast. You know, I mean, it is. And so we can see it. I mean, the thing about great athletes is that, you know, they're often in denial because they're not worried about the explanation. They're worried about the execution. We can worry about the explanation, you know, which is that guy got to you because the game is faster than you thought, whether you think so or not. But I'm all in with this kid. I'm like everybody else. I've been around a lot of rookie quarterbacks in my life. And, you know, I was doing a lot of NFC work, NFC East, when Troy Aikman was a rookie. I was there for that. And it's been great to talk to Troy about it subsequently over the years. Guys in the Hall of Fame with 3 Super Bowl rings. And I was with Peyton Manning a couple of weeks ago. And it's, you know, and Peyton and Troy, I mean, come on, these guys are in the Hall of Fame. They didn't do squad douche as rookies.
Squad douche?
They didn't. And so, I mean, so Justin Fields is going to go light it up as a rook. Ben Roethlisberger is the last big-time rookie in this kind of situation where there were expectations where he lit it up.
What about Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert?
Kyler Murray went 6-10.
Watson?
Watson didn't have a – he was fine in terms of
his
individual
performance. He got hurt his first year. He got hurt, yeah. Like 6 weeks
in. That's right, he got hurt, yeah. So, you know, I'm going to be very quietly observant this Sunday. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to tell Matthew he may have to watch in a different room. There's some words he hasn't heard his father say since he was a tyke that I may have to resort to again. And we'll sort of see how this goes against a pretty good Cleveland team on the road.
As we let you go, I don't want to ruin your day, but I'm just telling you that, like, for a birthday for you in, like, 4 or 5 years, I am going to buy you a membership to the Field Museum, to the Planetarium. What else is there on the lakefront?
We could go to Navy Aquarium. Pier for a little bit. No, we go a little north.
The only time you're going to be there
is because the Bears are leaving, and you're going to have to get your fix of the museum campus. That's the only way you're going back there, because you ain't going back there for football anymore. Listen,
take that.
Listen, I'm not going to the other place for football.
Yes, you will.
I'm not an observed football in person guy anyway. I never saw the Bears in Soldier Field as a fan until I had stopped working for the Washington Post, or was very late in my going. So that means I was in my 40s as a fan. Now, as a football writer, I had to go. But let me just tell you, I am not going to this new place as a fan. Not going to happen. And I tell you what, if there is no new place, you guys are going to owe me the biggest dinner.
Absolutely.
The biggest dinner in the world.
Yes. The biggest one ever. We will eat until we vomit.
Great stuff,
all
Michael.
Right. Sounds good.
Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
All right, you guys. Be safe.
He's got a plane to catch, too. And remember, he's going to be out in Vegas.
I feel pretty good about that bet.
Yeah. Let's get speaking of winning stuff right now, let's get a contestant for my wife or radio partner. We'll make it easy for you. Caller 20 gets to play. Today I've got the clues. Who made the statement? Was it Waddle or was it my wife? My wife or radio partner, more of your Bears phone calls coming up.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
It's now time for my wife or my radio partner.
That way. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
My wife.
Does this make me look fat? Did you take out the trash?
Or my radio partner.
I look at myself in the mirror and I can't stand what I'm seeing.
It's a little cool today, isn't it? It's a little cool today for golf, isn't it?
My wife or my radio partner.
With Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
That's right. My wife or radio partner every Wednesday at this time. It's brought to you by our great friends and partners at Swift Inn Signs American Steakhouse in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District. We dined and we ate like kings at Swift Inn Signs last week.
It was delicious.
Their executive chef, Chris Pandell, is going to cook you up steak and seafood and sides and appetizers, and desserts are fantastic. Rob Katz, Kevin Boehm, the Boca Restaurant Group, they were recently named the Restaurateurs of the Year by the James Beard Award. They bring you Chicago Steakhouse with a bot or twist. What was your favorite out of anything you had that night? Would you have a filet? Is that what you had?
I had the ribeye. It was great.
Yeah, that's
what
I thought. You had the ribeye. I had the filet. And it was great.
Everything was great.
Yeah, and I always
the rock shrimp appetizer was very good. Very few shrimp available because
I hoarded it. I said hoard.
You said hoard?
Yeah. It's located in the Fulton Market District. Swift & Sons is always taking safety seriously. And check out Swift & Sons Tavern across the street from Wrigley Field. Those guys are awesome. Big sports fans as well. They love this segment as well. I'll give you three statements today. And the contestant will have to guess, did Waddle make the statement or was it my wife? Dan in Elgin is our contestant. Hey, Dan, have you played before?
I've never played. I do know how, but I know you're going to tell me anyway.
No, that's a Waddle bit. I don't do that. I just...
It's not a bit. It's not a bit. Really? It's about educating your listener.
I gotcha.
Richard?
I always like to ask, how do you play in your car? Are you usually successful when the other people are guessing?
Pants off.
Yeah, pants are definitely on.
Okay.
I think I'm a little better than 500.
Okay. Well, you need 2 out of 3 today. And if you get it, you'll go to Swift & Sons, and you're going to love it just like we did. Just keep your levels down. Don't use the F word like Carmen was.
That's not really much of an ask, is it? That's just kind of normal.
Don't start yelling the F word.
All right. Totally reasonable.
If my wife made the statement, this is what you're going to hear.
This old man, he played one. He played me
radio partner made the statement, this is what you're going to hear.
Hot dog, 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 hot d
from the old lie and a hot dog at the Sox game. Smothered in underwear, he said.
You got to try it sometime.
Did you have it when you were in the suite a few weeks ago?
No, they didn't offer it. So it's something you get right behind, like, the dugout.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a specific stand?
Of course.
Okay. I got to find that one day.
They bring it right to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They'll bring it right to your seat?
Yeah.
You scan a barcode or something?
It's a special order.
Dan, here is statement number one. Is it nut or nuts? I don't think it's the nuts. Is it nut or nuts? I don't think it's the nuts.
I'm going to go with radio partner.
Well done, Dan. We were having a game. This was a Texas Hold'em question. We were watching a little poker.
Yesterday. I observed this whole conversation go down before the show started.
I asked, and I was asking the question to Adam. He goes, I believe it's the nuts. I'm like, I think it's the nut. But Adam was right. It's the nuts.
Oh, he was right. I thought you were right.
No, he was right. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was the nuts. The correct answer was the nuts.
That's a move in poker?
It's not a move. It's described as you feel you have an unbeatable hand, right?
Yeah, and you basically don't push. Maximize the your opportunity to fleece the other person right. because you don't slow play your hand.
Right.
You essentially
your eyes
nuts.
Get really big, and I got the nuts.
All right. I enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah.
Statement number two, all you need, Dan, is one more. You get this one, you win automatically. Statement number two, I gotta shave my legs. Ugh, I gotta shave my legs.
I'm gonna reluctantly say wife.
No. Listen, I hate body hair, and I'm not a hairy person by nature, but my legs, the hair on my legs is overgrown.
What do you think is from a hot summer?
Don't know.
You know, Waddle was sitting watching the White Sox game, very attentive into the White Sox game.
Wearing shorts.
Then he looked down. And all of a sudden broke his stride and said, oh, I got to shave my legs.
Yeah.
I
didn't shave my legs before I went to South Carolina this year in July. I normally do that. Beach legs. I didn't have beach legs this year.
No.
No.
All right. So Waddle needs to shave his
legs. I need to shave my legs.
And you need to get this, Dan.
By the way, when I say shave my legs, I'm not like straight razoring it. It's just like use clippers.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's not weird.
Well, I mean, you do what you want. I don't
Thank
care.
You. I yeah. appreciate that.
Statement number three. I want to see her take a dump right there on the street. I want to see her take a dump right there on the street.
Let's say all three were radio partners.
Hot dog. Way to go, dude.
Yeah. What was happening yesterday? There was a woman
outside that was agitated and didn't seem to have all of her faculties. And she was going crazy. And I just said to you guys, in confidence, obviously anything that is said will come onto the air. I said, listen, if she's going to act like this, I just want her to go all the way. Just, you know what? Just take a dump right there on the street.
That's great.
If you're going to be crazy, be really crazy.
Dan, enjoy Swift and Sons. You're going to love it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. There's Dan and Algin. All right. We're back Sharing in two short secrets. Minutes. Matt Nagy and Justin Fields, QB1, met the media. You're going to hear from them. You're also going to hear, perhaps, the craziest call of the year. It's up in 2 minutes.